Some of the topics we learned about today include Yom Shamay. A neder can only be revoked or confirmed on the same day that the father or husband first hears of it. The Gemara discusses how much knowledge is needed to be considered Yom Shamay. Yad Ishikiyad Baila. A husband has the rights to the income generated by his wife's possessions. If someone gives her a gift, stipulating that it was for her alone, she retains full control of those assets. However, according to the opinion that Yad Ishik Yad Baila, this condition will not suffice to deny the husband his rights to the income of that property, and additional terms are required. Through its discussion, the Gemara will also reference the following important ideas. Ritzicha b'shegig. If someone inadvertently kills someone, he is sent in the gullus into exile. The Gemara debates whether a summa, a blind person, has enough awareness to be liable for this punishment. Shetuvim avos. In the times of the Gemara, homes were constructed around a chatzar, a common courtyard. These led into mevois, alleyways, which in turn led into the Rishus HaRabim, the main thoroughfare. To be permitted to carry in a mevoi on Shabbos, the Chacham enacted the halacha of shetuvim mevois. All the residents of the relevant chatzeres contribute food and place it in a house in one of the chatzeres, whereby it's considered as if they all share one domain. Instead of going through the trouble of collecting food, one person can contribute the entire amount through schia, whereby one person acquires the food on behalf of everyone else.